This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Always good to see the head honcho, one of the head honchos. There's a few now nowadays. But he's got a great tan, meaning he's barely working. He's playing a lot of golf, and it's our friend Mitchell Ellis. Mitchell, how you been, bud?
Doing great.
You are tan. I've never seen you this tan.
Well, I actually am back working, which is interesting, but I've been able to get out on the golf course, and it's been nice, and sitting outside. So, yeah, I look like I've been on the island.
I haven't seen you since Craig's golf tournament, and I do have a bone to pick with you. We were the foursome right behind you. There were four of us. There were five of you, and the fifth player in your foursome was a plus two, which means a very good young golfer.
Great golfer.
Who hit the ball about 350 yards on every on every drive, and where you would use your driver. And you were kind of having a good time at our expense, knowing that you were cheating, and you ended up winning.
We did not cheat.
Yes, you did.
We did not cheat.
And I was telling, I said, Mitchell, how would you like it if I came to Mohegan Sun and started counting cards? How would you like that?
Well, we just would hammer you, take you in the back and hammer your fingers.
Yeah, you probably would. And then, of course, you had Wally. You had Wally Zerbiak.
Right.
Wally didn't even have to play. I said to Wally, this must be great for you. Usually he's the guy everybody's waiting for. He didn't even hit half his drives.
That's exactly right. And that's how good. How old is that kid that was in that?
He's 17. It was a real quirk of fate. His father and I were best friends in high school.
Okay.
And his father was a great golfer, won the New York State Junior and the New York State Amateur golf scholarship to Jacksonville, and he hurt his back. And so, you know, he moved to Florida, and he's been kind of sending me videos of the kid. My mother happened to get inducted into the Liberty Central High School Hall of Fame.
Nice.
So I got the Saturday before. So we drive up to the Catskills. I'm with my mother. I'm checking my email like 11 o'clock Friday night. I get an email from his father. Hey, Mitchell, I'm up here at my brother's house in Liberty. Maybe we can play golf Monday or Tuesday. I'm like, I'm with my son. I'm like, well, I don't know if I can play golf, but I'm in Liberty. Meet me at the high school tomorrow morning. So I saw him, and then one of our regular members of our foursome dropped out, and I emailed the fathers, how would your all-star kid like to be in our foursome?
Yeah, and it turned out that you won the tournament because of him. But what a nice kid.
Two out of four, I think. Yes.
But the amazing thing, and I want people to realize out there, one of the reasons we're talking about this, it's not boring because here's a 17-year-old kid that basically weighs all of, 150 pounds?
Yeah.
And this kid hit the ball over 300 yards every single time. I don't want to put his name out there or anything, but it was about as impressive as it gets.
He hits it really well, and he putted really well. And it's funny. You see these guys on TV, like you see a Justin Thomas, these younger guys, and how far they hit it. And you say, how do they do that? But this kid,
is his hopes and dreams?
He's got a scholarship ready to college,
right?
And I think their hope is that he can make it.
Well, good. It's always great seeing him messing around with you a little bit, but now I'm finally glad to be here to see your golf course here. It looks like it's in great shape.
They've done a great job here. We purchased this course, I don't know, maybe 10 or 12 years ago or something from a local country club, and we put millions and millions of dollars into it, and it's they've really done a great job. We got Phil Crick here, who's our vice president of golf, and he's a resort golf guy. Came from down in Mexico and Dominican Republic. Costa Rica, and he knows how to make a resort course. And they've done a lot of great things. We brought a new superintendent, and it's really becoming a really good course, and it's a lot of fun. I'm glad you guys are finally up.
Yeah, us too. When we got the call about coming up here and being part of it, and Johnny Damon, who was on with us, I think the last time we did a show from the casino, he was talking about golf. I'm like, maybe. He goes, it's New York versus Boston. We go, we're in.
Right.
That's all we need to hear. New York versus Boston. I don't know the parameters, but we're in, and we obviously. We weren't at Mohegan Sun all that much yesterday, but coming here in the afternoon and then spending the night and getting up and driving over here in the morning, things look great. The tower's awesome, the new tower, and things look like they're really happening.
We have so much going on in the company right now. First of all, we just built the tower, another 400 rooms, already full all the time. And we really needed the rooms. I mean, we were turning away rooms all the time. And on a night, especially when there's concerts and things happening, it's very important. Now we're adding 140,000 square feet of expo and meeting space next to it. So we'll have like 100,000 square feet of, I'd say Javits Center, but, just cement floor, big freestanding exhibits. You could do, boat shows and car shows.
I think you're calling it the Boomer and Carton Center, from what I heard.
That is available for purchase.
For purchase.
Yes, sponsors are available.
You can purchase
1-800.
Right.
And there will be a Boomer and Carton Kitchen. kitchen shortly. Right. I know it's been. They're starting the construction.
Yeah, the sign's been up for a while, and
the sign has been up for a while.
You know, I always ask you this, and you know this better than I do, and I just feel like the whole tide is turning now in favor of sports gambling. And where are we now in the latest foray into all of this and the politics of it all?
Look, I think since the tide has turned so much in gambling, I mean, if you think, you know, 10 years ago or 12 years ago, it was totally looked at differently. Now there's casinos everywhere. People accept it. You know, when we first started here, we had to beg. We went up and I tried to get them to let the high school championships come, basketball championships, right, come play in the arena, you know. And then they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it. Now they do it. They love it. The kids, you know, all over the state make Run to the Sun T-shirts, and that's what they want to do.
You had a dance thing here yesterday.
We have a kids dance thing here. Yeah, you can see the little kids running around today with trophies five times bigger than them. It's really funny. And so it's becoming more accepted. So I think the tide is turning in gaming, and I think, you know, the tide is turning in sports betting too. I mean, obviously, you've got to get people behind it. You know, NFL.
They're going to fight it. They're going to fight it.
Which is ridiculous because there's only one reason. You know, I mean, why?
But the fact that they have a team going to Las Vegas. Right.
They can't fight it anymore. And that's why Jersey just had, you know, the big news where they're close than ever. They probably started Monmouth Park. What is, and I don't want to bore people down with, you know, details that are irrelevant to them, but is, you know, Connecticut has to decide what they want to do. But is there any benefit to you being on Native American land to bring in gaming?
Obviously it has to be legal for us to do it. I believe once it became legal federally, we could do it.
Right.
And then we could have gambling here, sports betting here. I think the reality is, you know, you don't really, as you probably know, you don't really make a lot on the actual betting.
No, you want the people in the building.
But, it would make so many, like, Final Four or Super Bowl. Super Bowl isn't really a big time here like it is in Las Vegas.
Sure.
It become huge. It
becomes a destination point.
Right. You know, so people coming in and doing it. So it really would be exciting. I think it's something you're going to see. It's hard to believe in the next 4 to 5 years doesn't happen. You know, Adam Silver is so behind it. And, you know, like, we kind of, I don't want to say we're in the forefront, but when David Stern let us buy the WNBA team, that was kind of a big deal. And play here, that was kind of a big deal.
Did you guys, I'm sure I asked this in the past, but did you guys ever do anything with a FanDuel or DraftKings in-house?
Yeah, we have a
fantasy gaming center kind of thing. You did.
Not a gaming center, but online.
Right, yes. Got it. So, Tony Michelez, and obviously beyond that, people don't realize it if you don't come up here at all. It's a 10,000-seat arena. And you book every act that the Garden gets, Barclays gets. I mean, it's a legitimate stop for, you know, Ed Sheeran's arguably the biggest tour of the year. Sold out every single arena, you know, back-to-back dates there in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And he's looking after every ticket, make sure everything's right. And he decides he plays here. Everybody plays here.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's funny how it's turned out that way. And a lot of people in New York and in Boston, frankly, don't always realize it because we're not often allowed to advertise the acts in New York and Boston if they're playing there. But everybody, almost everybody has played here. Like, there isn't really anybody on our
list. So that's true. You cannot advertise an act
oftentimes
coming here
they won't
within
let
those communities.
Usually they won't let us, even though it's silly because, you know, if Bruce Springsteen's playing here, he's going to sell out.
But if Katy
Perry's playing here, he's going to sell out. People in the end, what's the difference? Right?
But the point being is that if they have their own websites, they're basically promoting.
It's
where
out there.
Playing,
it's out there and listed. But we wouldn't put in our read here, for example, someone who's playing in New York is playing here. But, you know, we have Kenny Chesney in the middle of his. You know, Kenny Chesney plays football stadiums basically all. You know, does a whole summer thing every year. In the middle of that, he's doing two dates here in the arena because he always comes here. He loves coming here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the same thing, Bon Jovi. This is probably the smallest place he plays ever, but he came here once. It was a blizzard. We took care of him, and now every time they go on tour, they play here.
Right.
And
that means it's a good experience for them, too.
And so it's great. So there's a lot of stuff happening here. And also, the company is, like, expanded. We were just Mohegan Sun. They were Mohegan Sun in Pennsylvania. Then we had resorts. You know, now we just opened a place in the state of Washington that we run for another Indian tribe out there just outside of Portland. We are in the middle of building a casino in Incheon, Korea. It's going to be $1.6 billion facility.
Let me ask you this question.
And we're working with another tribe in Louisiana.
Would you guys, one of your competitors in Native American gaming, has entered Atlantic City?
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys manage resorts.
Mm-hmm. And we own part of it.
And you own part of it.
Right.
Would you guys extend the brand Bricks and Mortar and actually take another place in AC or not?
Well, we have a very close partnership with Morris Bailey, who owns resorts. So anything we would do in resorts would be in conjunction with him. You know, the place that the Hard Rock took in, you know, we looked at that and we did some analysis in there. We really turned resorts around working with Morris and us, and it went from on the verge of closing to now probably being one of the most successful.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of money. It's one of the most successful places there, and it's a cool place to go. You know, next time you're down there, I know, you know, you go to the other side, but go over there. You won't believe how nice it is.
Well, listen, it's always good seeing you. Let me mention that coming up here among the acts, of course, I mentioned that Sharon, you also have your basketball fan. This is way later this year, but the Basketball Hall of Fame Holly Showcase will be here in the winter.
St. John's?
St. John's is coming here.
See,
playing
amazing.
St. Joe's, I think,
so,
right?
I mean, this whole thing is turning, man. I'm telling you, you can just feel that the whole gambling thing is starting to come down the road, and you guys will benefit from it.
Yeah, and we're trying to get the Big East women's tournament here when UConn was still in the Big East, and they, you know, a lot of the schools didn't want to come here because of that. And right. Of course, our WNBA team is in first place in the East.
I mean,
come on, it's big news. Come on, everybody in New York cares about that.
I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, you got Ed Sheeran.
How many fans come see the team?
7,000.
7,000 fans for all the home games.
Yeah, generally.
Wow, pretty good.
Which, by the way, is not bad.
No,
I mean, the Liberty do about the same. They're not, you know, no one's killing it.
No, well, we have another sport in the winter. And I think it's the sport of the future. This indoor box lacrosse. We own a team. It plays here. It's really amazing.
Nice.
Well, have you ever gone?
Ed Sheeran's
come
here.
We have Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran. We have Ed Sheeran and Katy Perry all the time. Katy Perry here September 21st, Thursday night.
I don't want to speak out of school, so if I'm going in a direction, stop me.
Yeah.
There's one show you guys almost had, and it didn't happen, and had nothing to do with you guys. And I wondered what your thought was on it. David Blaine had created, or alleged to have created, an arena show. And this is the show where he was going to catch the bullet in his mouth.
Right.
And it was a big to-do because, out of respect to the tribe, you know, no guns are allowed. Mm-hmm. And there's this whole to-do, and it was going to happen at one point. And I know he bailed on it. But would that have been the biggest thing you ever did here, you think, or nah?
David Blaine getting shot?
David Blaine doing his only arena show of all time and getting shot in the mouth.
Probably not.
Probably.
the biggest thing would be Al Dukes in the Wolf Den, but we all know that's not going to happen. Right?
Right,
yeah.
By the way, this is the head man who said, when you're ready to come here and perform, it could be a 20-minute performance. They have a backup band. They will promote it and market it, and you'll be the star of the Wolf Den.
I might need a teleprompter for the lyrics.
Well, that's what Sinatra did at the end of his career, too, so it's okay.
I see Bruce Springsteen does that as well.
Really?
Yeah, he's got a monitor
in the
stage.
They do now because the rationale behind it is guys like Bruce Springsteen, Pat Monahan, they have so many songs.
Yeah.
And they've been performing for so long that they don't want to embarrass themselves. And since everyone in the crowd knows every word, you better know... Meet Virginia. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And if you don't, you're apparently in trouble.
That's all right. Listen, whatever floats your boat. But I think Al makes a lot of sense that we come up here and we support you.
So will you commit next year when we were back up here broadcasting, that the night before our broadcast, you will perform in the Wolf Den
with a band?
We'll get you a band.
We'll get you a band.
A band. We have bands laying around all over the place.
Yes or no? 100% commit to it.
I'm in. Yeah.
No, 100% commit to it. Say, commit.
100% sing in the Wolf Den with a band. Bang.
There you go. Good seeing you, Mitch.
Done deal.
Thanks, Mitch.
Mitch, let us check out Mohegan Sun. We're, of course, at the Johnny Damon Mohegan Sun Golf Tournament, which will start, I guess, about 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning. There's a whole host of people that love Johnny and his charity that will be participating here. One of them is Brandon Marshall. Now, I made Boomer a $100 bet off air that Brandon would not be here by 10 o'clock.
Right.
But he's got, 2 hours to go? $40 to go or so, and we'll hopefully see him and talk a little football, Brandon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.